Okay. Well, good afternoon, everybody. Happy to be here. I'm Elise Contreras. I'm the marijuana epidemiologist at the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. And today I'm going to tell you about our Cannabis User Survey on Health, or CUSH, as we like to call it. So our objectives with CUSH was to really find out more about marijuana use patterns amongst marijuana users in Colorado, more information than what we were getting from the population-based surveys that we have. So what we were looking into was who's using, methods of use, which, as you can see from these pictures, there are new methods of use than the traditional smoking of marijuana, so in particular dabbing and vaporizing. What products are being used, how frequent, how much, and why. And then we also had some other more detailed questions, including whether there had been changes in use patterns since recreational marijuana became legal in 2014. So in developing this tool, myself and my fellow epidemiologists did some research in the field. We actually went to some dispensaries and researched the products, the units they were being sold in, common names, how products are being referred to. We developed a 32-question survey that also had skip logic in it, and we piloted this with focus groups and then also with help from our stakeholders and the marijuana industry. The final product was IRB approved, and we posted the survey on a encrypted platform, so it was secure for keeping respondents anonymous and their answers, and we posted it online for ease of access as well. So our target population were adults age 21 and plus, so the legal age to buy recreational marijuana in Colorado. We were interested in those who had been using in the past 30 days, which we refer to as current users, Colorado residents, all genders, ages, or genders, races, and ethnicities. This is just a picture of our flyer. Again, we were targeting the marijuana users in Colorado, so we wanted it to be appealing to them. Circled is our novelty website that we purchased for ease of remembering where to go to take our survey. We administered our survey from June through October 2016, so we advertised it in the local newspapers and also event-type magazines like The Westward, also through social media. And we also attended 10 community events around the state to encourage people to participate. So we carried with us Wi-Fi hotspots and iPads and offered a water bottle incentive for people to attend, or participate, rather. So some preliminary results that we have. Over the 5 months, we had about 1,800 people participate, 1,300 of which were used in the analysis, and this is, again, because we were looking for Colorado residents only. We had to exclude some people that weren't from Colorado. About 60%, 57% that is, were male, 43% female. And we really had our best response rate at those live community events. We also saw a good response rate from social media and email. Looking at the age of our respondents, we had a good range of ages, going all the way 66 plus. And we found the most common ages were between 26 and 35. Now, looking at the question that referred to changes in use frequency post recreational legalization, overwhelming amount of people responded that their use had actually indeed stayed the same and not increased nor decreased. 32%, indicated that their use had increased, whereas 7% said it had decreased. And about 65% of our respondents indicated that they used more than one method of use. So they had used more than just smoking or eating by itself. 25% indicated they smoke and consumed an edible product, whereas about a fifth actually used four methods of smoking, vaping, dabbing, and then consuming edibles. So these are just the beginning. We have a lot more to analyze, and we're going to be excited to do that. And I would like to thank my colleagues, Allison Rosenthal and Caitlin Hall, and Erica, who's not here with us. But it was fun, and if you have any questions, I'm happy to entertain those later. Thank you.